Hi, I'm Tracy with Spilling the Tea, and I had the best conversation with Waylon Bell today. He is the perfect example of overcoming adversity. I can't wait for you to hear all that he has to say and how even you can make a difference. All right, so I'm so grateful and excited to have you here.
So happy to be here.
I think we should start with tea.
Start with some...
Do you know which one you chose?
Something that said orange.
Right. It's the orange cinnamon blend. And so we're going to start with pouring you some tea.
There's no mustache thing there.
It'll be all right.
It's going to stay with
you
all day.
You're going to be all right. Okay. And then what you should do is add your sugar. And you said, I don't like anything. I'm a country boy. So we have just regular old sugar cubes in there.
I'm used to tea in a styrofoam cup or a red solo cup.
Next time I'll have
to remember
that.
I get one or two cubes.
You can have two cubes.
Two cubes, too.
Yeah. And then I put you this cute little spoon. We're showing people that even guys can drink tea.
Even guys can drink tea.
Right? And then you use your little spoon and you mix it up. Either way.
Is it clockwise or counterwise?
There's no rule to that.
There's no rule. I just want to make sure. This little fancy spoon got me feel like I'm going the wrong way.
It is interesting that you're going counterclockwise.
I've never been wound right.
That is true. Let's start with talking about that.
All right.
Because one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on is just to talk about... Yeah, you can.
I didn't know if there was a time limit.
And it's really hot, so you might want to let it just kind of... See how it's steaming? You might want to let it cool.
I only got three quarts. Nah, this steam doesn't matter.
I just love you so much. Okay, so I want to start with talking about just... you know, when I think about can one person make a difference, I always think about you.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know this is going to be hard for you to talk about because you're so humble. But just kind of take me back to a little bit about your life, like in the beginning and maybe some of your struggles that you had along the way.
Oh, man. We've got a time limit? So it's been interesting. My mom died when I was real young. My grandma adopted me. We were kind of homeless for periods of that time. And then great-grandma did a lot with me. I loved her to death. She kind of taught me to cook. She went trap shooting. My great-grandfather's name was Vodka Joe, and she was Mimi. And we went to trap shooting, and she taught me cook fried chicken and green beans with sugar in it.
Oh, that's the ticket, right?
Always put a little sugar. Little sugar, a little cayenne and everything. It'll make it good. But butter. Don't forget the butter.
Real butter, right?
And then, you know, I've had a couple instances with some friends. I've seen some friends get killed in front of me. I've done drugs. I've sold drugs. I can do a little bit of everything you want to talk about. And it's kind of molded me to who I am. The struggles kind of make you live. A lot of us try to hide our struggles from everything we do. And I'm very open about my struggles because it's hard to keep them held in.
It is.
We'd rather hold them in and let everybody think we're perfect instead of show our imperfections that lead us to who we are.
It's so true. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to bring you on today so I could actually thank you because during my struggles, you're the real deal. And during my struggles, when lots of people turned their back on me, it was you that was still a good friend to me. It was you that didn't judge. It was you that really cared and reached out. And to me, when I think about what it would have been like to walk alongside Jesus, I believe that's what he expects us to do and wants us to do is to not judge and to tell our stories and to walk alongside people and to be forgiving. And you are all of that and more.
We all forget. We don't forget, we know, but we try to forget that we've struggled and we like to judge people for their struggles and we don't want people to judge us for our struggles.
It's true.
And it's sad because that judgmental state we get in by saying, you're doing that wrong. Well, guess what? You did it wrong.
Right. It's so true.
So how do you judge me? How about we walk side by side and see how we can fix it?
I love that because then we can hold each other accountable and get back on track.
Yeah.
And that's really what life is all about. That's what Esther Tea Company is all about, is highlighting real stories of real people. Esther, as you probably know, was an overcomer.
What? Was she?
Yes, she absolutely was. And she, had to do things that she didn't want to do. And she had to come clean and tell who she was.
Yeah.
You know, she was a Jew in exile, and she could have not stood up and said anything. And if she would have done that, then... she would have saved herself, but instead she did what was right for the greater good of her people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Mm. It is. And I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you. I'm me.
What changed you?
Probably in Greenville when I saw my friend get killed, I was like, I'm done. Mm. I'm done. Came back home. My son was in youth group, and at the time, youth group was only a couple of kids, and my son's a lot like me. He likes the underdogs, and he kept on saying, my friends are getting picked on when I take them up to church mm-hmm. for youth group, and I called a youth pastor, which Joseph and I are great friends right now. He's, since that day, he kind of gave me the opportunity to come up. He kind of challenged me, said, if you think you can do better, come on up, and it's been history since then. I think it's about 11 years
wow.
I've been doing this now, and it's just, it's been a evolving journey and fun.
Tell me about that journey.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you walk out. So I grew up in First United Methodist.
Right.
I grew up there. I grew up in the front pew, my mom, and is it hot?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Well, yes, you need to try it.
Let me take a sip before
but wait, I want to hear more. I'm just drinking my tea and I'm ready to hear more.
Oh, I know, but I'm coming to get chapped here. I need a...
What do you think?
I mean, it's orangey. It's got a little spice tone.
What's
to
the
it.
Spice? Can you
taste? It's cinnamon.
Cinnamon. It is.
I'm a country boy. We grew up with that in the pot at Christmas time. That and cloves.
Yes, it's so true. That's what's in it. Cloves.
It's like a good
cinnamon, vanilla.
You said Christmas tea earlier, and you're not wrong. It's a Christmas tea.
Yeah, I
like it. I remember the oranges with the cloves on it. Great
yes.
grandma did that as a kid. I
love. Oh, I love that you remember that.
God, I love that. That's, lady. She was awesome.
That's exactly what I hope this tea will bring is remind us back to exactly what you just said. Your time with your grandparents.
Grandparents. So let's get back to the story.
All right, let's do.
Where what? No, we started. Doing youth group, I came up and there was like 7 kids. I knew all of them that they were in youth group. And I was like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And it was a little bit of a rough journey at first because my son was playing sports at the middle school. So I was always at school. And I started telling people when we started cooking meals for kids, we went from 7 kids to like 120 kids in a matter of 6 months.
Wow.
Now, here's my unfortunate part, and sorry, church, I'm going to say it out loud. The congregation wasn't super happy at first because they were like, they're not our kids.
Wow.
But we're like that a lot. We go to church.
So true.
We go to church, and we want to judge everything about church instead of doing church.
So true. I heard a sermon not too long ago that talked about how church is really a hospital for sinners.
Well, it is. There was a poet. He's a young guy. That did this amazing poem, and he talked about, and it's not new, but it's a hospital for broken, mm-hmm. not a museum for the perfect. And we get in there, and we love to wear our suits, which I don't. This is how you find me most Sundays.
Real?
Yeah, I haven't found in the Bible yet where it said wear your Sunday best.
Right.
I think I remember a couple times where they talk about the rich people. And Jesus not liking them and going flipping their tables over because they thought they were
mightier
than them. And but, you know, we all come dressed how we feel we need to be there.
Right.
So never judge for that. But at that time, some of them were like, well, these aren't our kids. Our kids were going over to a couple different churches. And I think as kids, you need to be comfortable where you're going. Is that time that church youth group's not feeding you? Or that church is not feeding you, guess what? Let's find somewhere you can eat.
Yeah. It's the same as adults. It's the same thing.
It is. But the crazy thing is, if the kids, everybody loves to say the kids are the future. No, they're the right now. Because guess what? Where are you about every weekend? A baseball field?
Right? So true.
But if he said, hey, Mom, we'll be at church this Sunday. Where are you going to be?
Church.
Church. He says, Mom, we'll be at the beach this weekend. Where
beach.
Are you going to beach? The kids are the right now.
Good point.
So I get really kind of frustrated when we're like, we as adults try to figure out what we want to do for kids. The kids lead the way. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Be Real. They influence everything from the age of 12 to 30.
It's very true.
I don't see anybody my age other than my morning post that old people like and some young people like. But these kids, influence everything that goes on. It's really and they're true. Bendable. They're lovable.
Oh, that's they're one of moldable. The things I love about, you know, that's one of the things I love about being around youth, actually, is that they are bendable, they are moldable, and they have great ideas if we'll just stop and listen to them.
Yeah.
You know, I want to read something to you. Oh. So this was, because this song reminds me of you. It also reminds me of me, and really it's relevant to everything you just said. So it's called, it's a praise and worship song called Gracefully Broken by Matt Redman. And when I was really praying about this, talking with you, it just reminded me of you. And it says, oh, take all I have in these hands and multiply. All that I am and find in my heart on the altar again, set me on fire, set me on fire. Here I am with my arms wide open, pouring out my life gracefully broken. Mm-hmm. So the truth is that you have taken your life that was gracefully broken, just like all of ours are.
Yeah.
And you opened up your arms. This is how I see you. You opened your arms and said, here I am, take me as I am, and use these hands to multiply. That's powerful, Waylon.
Well, thank you. I know I have a great team that allows me to look this ugly, but look that good in public. Mm. I'm gracious. I've got a great wife, great family. I've got great pastors around me, a great congregation, and a great community that supports what I do. And I'm a wild card. Pal loves to say at church that they'll say, thank you for letting Waylon do this. It's like, no, we just have to say yes. Because I don't ask. I'd rather ask for forgiveness and fail than ask for permission and have to figure. I'm a doer. I'm not a sit down plan. Let's boop, 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 boop. All these dominoes in line before I hit the button and let it all unfold. No, I'm going to do it as we're going.
So I've seen you do some amazing things. What I really want to talk about towards the end here is to people that are sitting at home thinking, well, what do I have to offer? What can I do?
What don't you have to offer?
Right. So I believe that we all have something to offer and that there's good in every person, mm-hmm. right? And I think that for those people that are at home sitting saying, well, I don't have anything to give. I have nothing that I can do. What would you say?
Get off your sofa, go look in the mirror and say, I'm worth it. I can do it. And I'm capable of anything. We are our biggest critics, our biggest holdbacks. We are the ones that hold the chains on us. It's nobody else. And waiting and listening for somebody to glorify what you do, to go do what you want to do, you're never going to do it.
It's true.
And there's
always critics too. So it doesn't matter what you do. Like you're good. You know, if you worry too much about what other people are going to say
about
or think.
Guess what? You watching? You talking about me? You watching what I'm doing?
That's so true. I love that.
I mean, let's be honest. People are going to talk about you.
It's true.
If nobody's talking about you, are you really doing anything worthwhile?
Mm. Someone said that to me not too long ago. I was like, it's just so hard sometimes. And they're like, well, it wouldn't be worth it. Mm. If it wasn't hard, it wouldn't be worth it. You know? And I was like, oh, that's a good point.
Look, I mean, you look at my past and what I've done. I'm covered in tattoos. I've got this big beard. I got a fake eye. I drive a big redneck truck. I don't fit any of the mold for what I do. I do not. But what is that mold?
Right.
Who made that mold?
Right.
Who said you have to look this way? You have to have this money. You have to have this talent. Look, I'm dyslexic. I have a hard time spelling. Thank God for these new telephones that will correct everything. Mm-hmm. But you would never know it by everything I do. You let your things that hurt you hold you back. You never move forward.
Wow.
If you let the way you look hold you back, I mean, Lizzo, I'm not a fan of her, but look, bless it, girl. Go do your thing. But she let people let you know molds are made to be broken.
Mm.
We're made in God's image, and God's image is every single one of us in different views, different ways, different colors, different shapes, different thought patterns. If we were all the same, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
We wouldn't have the opportunity to do the things. Like I never thought over the pandemic. Love this. Over the pandemic, we fed over 37,000 people in 17 weeks. out of a little church kitchen to a community that was hurting. Mm. One day we made enough. We thought we were going to do 600 people. Thought we made enough barbecue to do 600. Ended up serving 1,098 plates that day. How does that happen? You know, we plan, I overplan, and my buddy Jay helps me cook, and we got enough for 600, and we went over 1,000 that day. I mean, God provides. God provides for you every day.
He absolutely does.
And it just takes you to look at the positivity of it, not the negativity of it.
It's true. I like that, too. I think it's important to focus on the good.
Yeah.
You know, and be the good. You know, focus and be the good. Get up. Get out there. There's so many areas that we can serve. That's what you are. You're a servant leader.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's not a title or a mold that you have to fit in. Anybody can be that.
Anybody.
It's just a matter of just doing it.
Yeah. And if you talk about people out there, what am I good at? Guess what? Go do one thing. You don't do well at it, go do another thing. You don't do good at that, go do another thing. I mean, what's the old saying? Get knocked down 8 times, get up 9.
So true. And you know what else? I love what you said earlier, because this is true in my life as well. You know, whenever you are going through trials, which we will go through,
mm-hmm.
we are all going to go through trials and tribulations. That's where we're formed. Mm-hmm. Like, we're molded and formed, not in the easy parts of life, but in the harder parts of life. That's where we become who we are. You said that's why I am who I am today. Yeah. If you wouldn't have had those experiences, then you wouldn't be who you are today. And you wouldn't be able to appreciate the small things in life.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Steve Jobs one time did this commencement speech, and I watched this years ago. And he said that you can't connect the dots in life going forward, but you can look back and see how those dots connect and why.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. It's really true that all those things have happened in our lives for a reason. And I know people don't like to hear that sometimes, because bad things happen and we're like, but how could that have been for good? But it is.
But in every bad storm, there's good places.
Yes.
There's good places. And one thing I do want to say, so Joey Green's a great friend of mine, and we did this thing called 75 Hard together, and I kind of got dived into David Goggins.
Yes.
And one thing I take from David Goggins that really kind of feeds me is, we can go look for motivation, but you have to be your own motivation.
Mm. It's very true.
You can get somebody to get you excited, but you have to keep it going. You've got to know you've got the juice. You've got to know you have the right mindset to move forward and do things.
Where do you think that comes from?
I think desire. I think, to me, it's proving people wrong.
Hmm.
That's where my motivation, where my want to get it done is.
Is when someone tells you no, like you can't. Like, can't is not a Wayland Bell
It's
word.
Not a Wayland Bell, but I like when people are like, well,
naysayers. Is that what you're saying?
Critics, whatever you want to call it. Look, if I think it's something right, or if you think it's something right, give it 110.
Yeah.
Give it the opportunity to grow and blossom. Don't get to 80% and say that last 20 is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got through 80% of the storm.
Keep going.
And I think just the critics, I think the drive of him saying, don't let other people motivate you, motivate from inside,
mm-hmm.
is knowing I can do it. Knowing you saying I can't, him saying I can, them saying, well, you may be crazy. Well, the crazy part's probably got a good piece of it. But inside, I got to know, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And my little extra pieces, I'm pretty wrong. I'll be like.
You just decide.
Yeah. Turn that button. So.
I'm very thankful for you being here today. And I'm thankful for the part that you've played in my life, which was, you know, I've known you a long time. You coached my kid. He's 26 years old. Can you believe that?
My turn 24 Sunday.
And he said this morning, he was like, be sure you tell Waylon I said hello. So hello for Ben.
What's up, boy?
And he was definitely inspired by you, and at a very crucial point in life as a middle school and high schooler. So I thank you for all that you're doing,
yeah.
To build the kingdom of God, the fact that you're just real and authentic, and for the friendship that you've been to me.
Yeah, well, thank you for being a friend to me, and continue to do this for many more years and be friends for many more years and keep impacting people in our community for many to come.
High five.
Get it. All right, hold on. Does my finger, pinky need to go up when I do this?
I love it. So I don't know where the whole pinky thing came from, but I see that a lot. People think that they want to. I've got arthritis in this pinky, so.
I mean, I just wanted to make sure anyways. I was proper.
Let's cheers. How about let's cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. That's a wrap on Spilling the Tea. Stay tuned for our next podcast.